Hello, this is Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I am your Mars Hill Radio Pastor of the Day. Today is Labor Day, one of many secular holidays we celebrate in the United States of America. And compared to the number of secular holidays, isn't it interesting? We only celebrate two throughout the year, Christian holidays, Christmas and Easter. It's also interesting as we look at a book. The book of Esther, which we just finished up going through in our church recently, that it's a book that never mentions the name of God. It's a book that sees the establishment of a secular holiday that is still observed by Jewish people in the world called Purim, which celebrates the deliverance of the Jews from wicked Haman, who is trying to destroy all of them in the 127 provinces of the Persian Empire. Under King Xerxes. Esther, of course, and her uncle Mordecai were able to influence the king to undo that decree and save the Jews by allowing them to defend themselves. But in Esther, not only is God not mentioned, but there's no mention of any of the feasts that God established for Israel. And God established his law all the way back in Deuteronomy chapter 4, where he says, "Now, Israel, hear the decrees and laws I'm about to teach you. Follow them so that you may live and may go in and take possession of the land the Lord, the God of your ancestor, is giving you. Do not add to what I command, do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God." Had the Israelites kept the commands of the Lord their God, they would never have been in the Persian Empire to begin with as exiles. And so that brings us to remembering the decrees that God has given to us, and the fact that in our society, with all our labor, with all our busyness, with all our prosperity, we seem to be walking further and further away from the commandments and decrees of God, and especially from the summary decrees and commandment of God the Son, when Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself." And so James tells us every good gift and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows, like we change. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Think about these things as you have a holiday today from your labors. Think about these things as you think about where we are as a culture. Think about these things as you reflect on where we've been as a culture, and think about possibly returning to church where Christ is present. This has been Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I have been your Mars Hill Radio Pastor of the Day. God bless you all.